Welcome back to Focus on the Community. I'm your host, Minister HT. Today's segment is a community informational spotlight. And today, the nation's largest veterans organization is observing 100th birthdays, and the commander discusses Memorial Day 2019 issues facing American heroes. Now, the U.S. Army veterans, Memorial Day is seldom time to honor the ultimate sacrifice that has been made by American heroes since our nation's founding. But really, the families of these heroes remember the loss of their loved ones every day. The American Legion calls on Americans to offer their heartfelt support to all Gold Star families. And when the American Legion was founded 100 years ago, most Americans believed that their World War I was the war to end all wars. Sadly, it wasn't. But from the war came an organization that was built on four pillars of a strong nation's defense, care to the veterans, and a pluralistic youth program, the Americanism. And the organization is the American Legion, and we are still dedicated to serving this great nation. And who better to bring us all the way in the loop than my very special guest, who is the national commander of the American Legion, Brett Rhinestead. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. Great to be with you this morning.
Great to have you. Bring us on in. This year marks the 75th anniversary of D-Day. I'll let you take it from there.
Well, it does, and that's a very significant date in when you consider the aging of our World War II veterans and those that participated in the D-Day landing. There's not many of them left, and it would appear that the 75th anniversary is going to be given some extra special focus this year with the events that will take place commemorating or memorializing the D-Day landing. So for the American Legion, we will be out there along with our local posts in that area, helping to promote the recognition of those that that served in D-Day, those that are still alive, those that have given their lives, and those that have since passed. I expect that there's going to be a lot more activities taking place there than normally, and I understand that the United States military will have a strong presence and that potentially the president will be making a visit there as well.
Right. And now 2019 is a milestone year for the American Legion. How so?
It is. 2019 recognizes our centennial or our 100th anniversary since this organization was founded. We were founded in 1919 by World War I veterans that felt that their service in a world war was very unique and that as such they needed to have an organization of their own that represented their needs and their interests. And today we celebrate 100 years of accomplishments and service to our community, our veterans, and our children and youth. And so we're placing a focus on the centennial and asking our local posts to participate and to showcase their history and let their communities know about the American Legion. And I can tell you firsthand, I had recently been in Maryland in the Aberdeen area, and the posts that you have there are doing a great job at just that. And so we're also commemorating our 100th anniversary by having commemorative coins that were minted by the United States Mint for the American Legion. And those are accessible to anybody that has an interest in collecting coins on our national website at legion.org. But this year, there will be a 15-month period of time in which we're celebrating the centennial, and we're already about 8 months into that. And I have about another 4 months to go in my tenure as national commander, but our centennial celebration will continue for about another 4 months after that.
Awesome. Now, Brett, what are some of the important issues facing veterans today?
Well, there are many, and my list for you is not necessarily complete. But some of the more significant issues that we are dealing with today is veteran suicide. We're dealing with veteran homelessness, with the issue of women's health care and their unique needs, securing the funding for a strong national defense, and burn pits are another issue. I guess that's one of the big issues to those that have served post 9/11 that kind of mirror for the current generation what Agent Orange was for the Vietnam generation. We're looking at supporting our Veterans Administration hospital system and trying to prevent total privatization of that and to use what financial resources are available to preserve and strengthen the VA and to support their initiatives. The American Legion was instrumental in the founding of the predecessor of the VA, known as the United States Veterans Bureau. So we are stakeholders in that organization, and as stakeholders, we ensure that we try and support them when we need to, and provide them encouragement and thanks for the good things that they do. And when they have problems, we're among the first to stand in line and offer our assistance and to help them get back on track. So that kind of is an overview of the more the more important issues right now. There are many others. One of the things that we're looking at too is asking Congress to consider extending the wartime service period from the current wartime service eras that they have designated, which would be World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Panama, Grenada, Lebanon, into the post 9/11 years as well. There are peacetime eras that exist between there where our service members were also subject to dangers and hazardous duty, and we would like to be able to recognize all of those, which would encompass our Cold War veterans as well that did not serve during a designated wartime era. So what we're trying to say is that from December 7, 1941 to present day, that our service members were, for that complete period of time, involved in war in some way, shape, or form. Those peacetime periods involved many incidents involving our military, and when you combine the deaths and the injuries of those that served during those periods, you have about 1,600 casualties. So I think they're all deserving of being recognized on an equal footing.
I totally agree. Now, Brett, where can we go to get more information?
Just go to our website at legion.org. Or if you prefer and you have a post, a local post in your community, that would be a place to go as well. And I'm sure that you'll be taken care of well. The Legion website has got a lot of information about our history, about what we do as an organization, qualifications. You can even sign up for membership on that.